And now it's time for Training Camp Today with Neil Roberts and the Minnesota Vikings.
Carson Wentz was added to the Vikings roster late in camp last year. It was in August, in fact, as the team desperately needed to upgrade their number two slot at the quarterback position. And Carson's college quarterback coach, Randy Hebberg, joins us. The Vikings made a good move, I thought, as Carson came in, ended up starting some games, and is back again in a reserve role this year. Your thoughts on Carson and where he's at right now?
Well, it kind of surprised me that he re-signed with the Vikings personally. I think he had an opportunity to go to the Jets because Frank Reich, who was his head coach and OC at Indianapolis and Philadelphia, is now the OC with the Jets. I think he had an opportunity there, but he decided to come back to the Vikings, and I think it's a good move for both the Vikings and Carson.
All right. Hey, we'll have more on Carson as a Viking when we come back.
Some careers change lives. Some skills open doors. American Sign Language does both. At Minot State University, you'll learn from deaf, CODA, and certified interpreter faculty and connect with deaf mentors in a flexible program with on-campus or online options. Prepare for an in-demand career in sign language interpreting. You can also add an ASL minor to any major and expand your ability to connect with people, communities, and future employers. At Minot State University, your future speaks volumes. Visit minotstateu.edu.
Fort Myers Beach is back. Discover the brand new Margaritaville Beach Resort, Fort Myers Beach. Escape to our beachfront paradise with the perfect blend of adventure and relaxation. Taste the tropics at our six island-inspired bars and restaurants. Dive into Fins Up Beach Club, the action-packed aquatic playground featuring a lagoon-style pool. Unwind in the laid-back luxury of your oceanfront room. Indulge yourself at St. Somewhere Spa. Margaritaville, Fort Myers Beach, the perfect escape. Check us out at margaritavilleresorts.com.
We're with former Bison quarterbacks coach and the guy who is Carson's quarterback coach back at his college days at NDSU, talking Carson Wentz in purple, second year there, in a reserve role, as we mentioned, Randy. But boy, Carson last year, I'll tell you what a gamer. I'm sure you saw it in college too. He's a tough kid, and there's a difference between hurt and injured. A lot of guys play hurt, but it's hard to play injured. And boy, it looked like Carson played injured last year. I don't think he should have been on the field for a couple of those games. Probably everybody admitted after the fact, but yeah, he's tough. Tough, isn't he?
Carson's very mentally and physically tough, and you could tell that last year. He went through a lot with the shoulder injury and the non-throwing shoulder, and I think he really got a lot of his teammates believing in him because of how he performed. And when he was healthy, I thought he had as good games as any quarterback in the NFL. He got hit a few times, and it bothered him through the games, and you could see that on his face.
All right. Hey, thanks, Randy, for that, and that concludes this edition. Till next time, I'm Neil Roberts.
You've been listening to Training Camp Today, brought to you in part by American Sign Language at Minot State, by Margaritaville on Fort Myers Beach, and by Ebenezer's Eatery and Irish Pub, downtown Minot.